Throughout the rock era, the exchange of ideas between American musicians and their counterparts in Britain and Europe has been a catalyst. That pattern hasn't held with hip-hop. Despite a parade of newcomers, the British have yet to produce a talent capable of taking this American form to new places. Critic Tom Moon says that may change with the debut of Dizzy Rascal.
American hip-hop is in desperate need of a shake-up, a break from the tiresome blueprint for a radio hit. You know it. Get a beat from a big name, a recurring hook that's simple enough to become a dance floor mantra, and some taunts from a rapper who's cultivated a level of celebrity. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, I'm under attack like my name was Saddam. I am the bomb from New York to my lawn, and I can write a song sicker than Jeffrey Dawn. Touch my car alarm, break in my car, you will hear Viper arm. Nothing wrong with that single from the amazing chart topper Missy Elliott and her longtime producer Timbaland. But it's a game of connect the dots compared to this, the opening salvo from a fast-talking, syllable-swallowing new voice named Dizzy Rascal. Yeah, I'm just sitting here. I ain't saying much, I just think. And my eyes don't move, left or right, they just think. Dizzy, whose real name is Dylan Mills, is already a sensation in the UK. Last fall, the 19-year-old won the esteemed Mercury Music Prize for his debut CD, Boy in the Corner. A young man living in an East London housing project, Mills bounced out of four high schools. At the fifth, he was inspired by a music teacher to start making beats on the school's computer rig. Mills spent all day in the band room and eventually developed a reputation as a DJ and rapper on London's low-power, illegal radio stations. He wrote this song about teen pregnancy when he was 16. Mills took on the moniker Dizzy Rascal and developed an unusual approach to what rappers call flow. His phrases come in hiccuping syncopations that mimic the hand-to-hand combat scenes of action movies. Looks like I'm losing friends. There's a lot of hostility in my ends. We used to argue, always make up every friends. Now we settle disagreements with the gang. Looks like I'm losing mates. There's a lot of hostility near my gate. We used to fight with kids from other estates. Now 8mm settle debates. Looks like I'm losing sight because I'm looking at the future. It ain't bright. So I look at Dizzy's into density. His tracks, which he mostly produced himself, are some of the most elaborate and dissonant heard in hip-hop since Public Enemy in the late 1980s. And on several of the most engrossing selections, he cultivates harsh, outlandishly gothic towers of sound. So you keep taking this for a joke, I'll definitely just grin. Definitely can't have heard, definitely couldn't know. Don't talk like you're on top, I'll leave you definitely below. He's just a rascal, he's just a rascal, he's just a rascal. Over the last few years, several successful urban-leaning British artists, among them the mega-hyped pop boy Robbie Williams, the white rapper who calls himself The Streets, and Ms. Dynamite, whose 2003 debut had flashes of brilliance, have failed to connect in the U.S. Much of that has to do with the demands of radio. Dizzy's U.S. label understands this. It is introducing him first to alternative rock radio, because hip-hop stations have traditionally been unreceptive to such radical sounds, to rappers whose idea of a cut-down is to flush someone, quote, down the loo. One executive told me they expect it'll take months before hip-hop radio will crack. They're willing to wait, he said, because someday something has to come along and bust commercial hip-hop out of its formulaic torpor. It might as well be Dizzy Rascal.
Tom Moon writes about music for the Philadelphia Inquirer.